Yes, a traditional jazz gone slightly skew-whiff there. You are the sunshine of my life from Alex Welsh and his band. This is Radio Hallam on 1548 kHz, 95.2 and 95.9 MHz VHF stereo. And you're listening to Make Way for Moffat. We're paying tribute this morning to Mrs. Jean Doyle, who passed away yesterday. I mentioned some 20 minutes ago that she was a tower of strength in the early days before Hallam was awarded the contract to run the Sheffield and Rotherham service. Managing Director Bill MacDonald is away from his office in Sheffield today, but we've managed to track him down on this Tuesday morning, and I've got him on the line to perhaps look back to those early days, Bill, in 1974.
Yes, good morning, Keith. We were very fortunate to get Gene even earlier than 1974, in fact, in the days before our application had been put together for the contract, which we have now been running for the past 5.5 years. And Jean was a great source and a tower of strength in the advice she was able to give us with the preparation of the detailed statement of the programming proposals that we were going to put together, and in suggesting possible people who might be willing to come and work for us once we got going, and as you yourself described it once, jumped out into the blue. She was the person who led our group to the IBA on one of the two interviews that we had. There was one here in Sheffield, which our chairman of the time, Mr. Jared Young, led, but on the second occasion in London, before the entire Independent Broadcasting Authority. Mr. Young was unavailable on that particular occasion, and it was decided that we would trust our fortunes entirely to Jean Doyle, who took up the challenge, as she always did with almost every task that she was given, and led us absolutely brilliantly in that interview, and we are in business today, and not least due to Jean's influence on that day.
Well, Bill MacDonald, Managing Director of Radio Hallam, thank you very much indeed for your kind words of sympathy there, and indeed all our sympathy on Radio Hallam to Peter Doyle, Jean's husband, and indeed two sons and two daughters.